So I'm here with Terry McDonnell, the editor-in-chief of Sports Illustrated, who just handed me his card. So it was about a year ago. Google had an I.O. yesterday, but it was about a year ago that you gave a big keynote and unveiled quite a sexy vision for the future of tablet publications. Big picture, how do you think the prospect for magazines and tablets has panned out in the last year?
Well, I think we've all shown one way or another that we could build what we said we were going to build.
Yeah.
So that was a lot of fun. We the stuff that we did in HTML5 that Sports Illustrated did with the Wonder Factory and cahoots with Google and their team at Chrome. We built it. We built an app, and the Snapshot app, which is a very successful app. At least functionally, it works very well, and I think that's got a future, depending on what happens with Chrome. We also tested the magazine in that same HTML5 with Woodwing and our partners, and we're ready to go there. You can see it there. I think the pay model is what we're searching for. The magic equation that takes everything that we need to take into consideration under a kind of wise advisement, and we sort that out. That'd be good.
So did the HTML5 app ever gain a pay model?
No, but it was not. It was not conceived that way. It was the best kind of development in that it started just out of an idea about what would happen if we tried this. What would it do in terms of how we could present our photography? So we learned a lot. And if you had seen the presentation, you would have seen my early drawings of what it was that I actually drew for something else, but then we were able to use there. So we had a lot of what we used to call proof of concept in it. In fact, that the engineering would work really well, and that it would be really, really fast, and that we could support it. It's an app, really, where you get the 10 best sports pictures of the day, and then every day, and then you can vote on whether you agree with the editor or not, and it'll show you that. This is all live.
Yeah.
And then you can aggregate score and pictures and newer of your favorite teams by your customizing, biases, and also by location if you want, whatever. There's a lot going on in it, and it's wide open.
And pay and magazine subscriptions has been a hot topic recently. And
that app was sponsored. We had some very good advertisers that came right into it, and they're quite happy with it.
Right. So back in February, Apple made its intentions clear on subscriptions. And many magazine publishers were concerned, and I think Time Inc. came out and said, well, we can do all access subscription across print and Android and HP's forthcoming tablet. So where does SI and Time Inc. stand regarding Apple's terms change, which comes into effect in June?
Last week we went into the App Store. It was an understanding with Apple that we can now allow our subscribers to sign in as subscribers. That allows them to get free tablet editions of Sports Illustrated along with their print edition for as long as they have that subscription. So they are now bundled for the iPad. And the all-access stuff in the Android, that all is working. You can buy the subscription there.
So the way you get around Apple's new 30% requirement is to not take new subscription transactions within the app.
There are no new subscription transactions within the app.
This is
evolving. We're very, very happy to have this arrangement now, where our subscribers, which is the most important thing to us, can in fact sign in and get the Sports Illustrated on an iPad, which is a fantastic experience.
Is this going to be the way across the Time Inc. portfolio?
This is the same thing went into effect for Time Magazine and Fortune last week that it did for Sports Illustrated. And previously, People Magazine had had a related kind of arrangement where if you were a subscriber, you could sign in.
Does it suggest that the additional custom you could have got from taking subscription transactions there, because iPad is considered such an effortless way to pay, still wouldn't offset the 30% you'd have had to give up?
I don't know.
Right.
I mean, that's a very complicated question, and with many, with more than one answer, I'm sure.
How big are tablets for you right now?
I don't know. I mean, Sports Illustrated, you know, we have 2.8, we reach 30 million people. We have mass, you know, subscribers. We need them to be able to get a digital edition of the magazine downloadable on their iPad or whatever as part of that subscription. That will be the evolution of Sports Illustrated brand.
Any thoughts as to how many of your print readers may start reading on these digital devices?
Well, it's anecdotal because, I mean, this started last week. But everything, all of our research tells us that they want it and they're going to like it.
Right. Okay, thanks for your time.
Okay.